Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, it's back to Páirc Uí Chaoimh now, because Cork GAA have announced that it will be renamed Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh. An agreement has been reached over the naming rights for the stadium that has been known throughout its history, of course, as Páirc Uí Chaoimh. And there was controversy over the naming. Earlier this month, it was suggested that the venue would become Super Value Páirc, and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin at the time said that he was deeply disappointed and annoyed by the plans, and that the government allocated €30 million towards the development of the stadium and never sought naming rights. Well, this deal announced this morning between Cork GAA and the retailer is going to last 10 years. Our reporter Brian O'Connell has been speaking to people in Cork today to see if they're happy with the name change.
It's a terrible idea. I think it's very disrespectful to Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I think, you know, to commercialise a public stadium like this, I mean, surely they can find funds elsewhere.
What will you be calling it?
Páirc Uí Chaoimh, or the park, as I've always done in my 52 years of being, you know. Anytime you're going down the park for the match, it's that's how we talk in Cork, you know. So that's the way it's going to go.
The Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh, is that not a good compromise?
Yeah, no, I still think it's the people's park, you know. I mean, it's taxpayers' money that normally pays. It's either voluntary hours and taxpayers' money that has very much made the GAA. And to commercialise that through a private for-profit company, I don't think is fair. Possibly other ways and means around this, you know, in the likes of with the corporate entertainment. You've got the Munster Crusaders game coming up, which is a sellout game this weekend, you know. I believe gigs like that, concerts.
But sure, what's a Bruce Springsteen concert got to do with the GAA?
Well, it's got to do with access to entertainment and the arts, because the community can now buy into that, you know.
At 130 odd euro a ticket.
Yeah, they get to see Bruce Springsteen down in the park, like.
Down in Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh, you mean?
Down in the park, bye.
Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh, what do you think of that?
Super Value, I think sponsors, but they're probably putting a lot of money into it. And
do you think it's a good compromise?
I both could be, I don't mind what they call it.
I suppose there's a lot of development going on in the stadium, isn't there? And it has to be paid for some way.
Oh, yes, it has to be paid for.
Will you be calling it Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh?
No, Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I think it's taken away from the heritage of the city, yeah. No matter what they call it, I think they still refer to it as Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
Although people said that about Lansdowne Road, and most people call it the Aviva Stadium now.
Yeah, I get that as well, yeah. No, I just think people from a certain generation will still refer to it as Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
You wouldn't stick to Super Value in front of it?
Would I be upsetting Super Value people?
The GAA would say there's quite a lot of debt associated with the development, and it needs to be paid for some way.
The GAA over there, since they were founded, should have a lot of money. They shouldn't be depending on anyone for funding, really, should they? No, so I just think it's the whole history of it, Páirc Uí Chaoimh. But then again, maybe it's changing times, you know.
Brian O'Connell there speaking to people in Cork. Paul Rouse is Professor of History in UCD and Irish Examiner columnist. So, Paul, what are you going to call Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh from now on?
Well, writing in the Irish Examiner, I'll call it Super Value Páirc Uí Chaoimh, but I think in day-to-day conversation, it'll be Páirc Uí Chaoimh.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that, though, because that point is made, that the name will be used in the media, but I don't really understand that, because RTE and the Examiner and all the other media outlets aren't getting a cut of the deal.
I agree. I can see that, but I think it's respect for the organisation in which it's doing. I mean, if I write officially about Lansdowne Road, I will call it the Aviva Stadium because that's its official title now. So I can see the argument against it. I think in popular speech, there is no doubt that people will regard it as Páirc Uí Chaoimh. I know that in Offaly, for example, Glenisk O'Connor Park, but I don't know anybody who calls it Glenisk O'Connor Park. They call it O'Connor Park, but everybody knows it's sponsored by Glenisk.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the reason deals like this need to be done, and in particular this one, there was a debt there at Cork GAA for the rebuild of the stadium at over 30 million. And the CEO said on Morning Ireland, the only way they can get rid of that debt is through things like naming rights. I mean, this is a difficult position that they're in.
Oh, Cork GAA, this is the real story here. It is a question of how a stadium redevelopment that was the cost 70 million ended up costing the guts of 100 million, including 30 million of state funding. This is the true significant aspect of this story, not really what it should be called. And it is not just limited to Cork, by the way. In Kerry, they're talking about redeveloping Killarney at the cost of more than 70 million. We know that there's a proposal to redevelop Casement Park in Belfast for way, way, way more than that. Similarly, ground redevelopment in everywhere from Waterford to Kildare to Meath and so on. There was a huge outlay either underway or proposed, which is a combination of GAA members' money and state money. And there has to be a serious question as to the value of money that is being spent here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I suppose if you don't have it or you can't cover it, you shouldn't spend it. It would be the same in any household in the country, right?
I agree. And I think that one of the key documents in all of this, in any of these proposals, must be the cost-benefit analysis of outlay. I think it's fundamental to any business. It's fundamental to the funding of anything. And it is not obvious to me how so many parks can claim that they have commercial non-match specific income in everything from concerts to conference facilities. Ireland must be going to have bands going to be touring from county to county on an international basis if all counties are to make their money back through concerts.
What are you saying then, that we don't need these very fancy, modern, upgraded stadia?
I think there's an argument. I think the logic of it is that all grounds need to be redeveloped. It is a measure of a prosperous, thriving organisation. It is a matter of local pride to have a good stadium in your area. That's understood, and it's a legitimate thing. You can learn a lot about a place by walking into its sports ground and seeing what happens in the place. So yes, money should be spent, but that money should be proportionate to the area. So for example, if we know that 100 million has been spent on Páirc Uí Chaoimh. Mm-hmm. But if now there is to be a redevelopment of Thurles, where is the Munster and a similar redevelopment in Limerick, where is the Munster Hurling final going to be played in any given year? How are the grounds going to be filled to make this up? The GAA has choices to make about which grounds and which places it privileges for its main matches and does not need a whole series of 45,000 to 50,000 stadiums all around the country.
Mm, but you try to tell them in Thurles that they're not getting the same upgrade as seen in Cork.
Well, you can say that if you want to do it, then pay for it.
Right. So, and don't do it until you can pay for it.
Don't do it until you pay for it. And don't. It is true, by the way, that the model of using concerts to pay for this is partly to do with Fela clearing the debt on the development of Semple Stadium in Thurles, and previously, of course, there's Sheams of Courtleigh in Cork. But there's a limit to this logic.
Yeah, that's going back a long way now. Like, I remember not being allowed to go to Fela, Paul.
Yeah, well, it was very good. It was very good. The photos are brilliant.
Glad you enjoyed it. Paul Rouse, thanks so much. Professor Paul Rouse there joining us on that somewhat controversial decision, although it seems that people accept it now that the name Páirc Uí Chaoimh is being held onto in some way, shape or form. Coming up next, should public transport be free? We'll debate.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.